This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. House Speaker Paul Ryan, along with fellow Republican Tim Scott, the South Carolina senator, will run a panel on alleviating poverty in South Carolina tomorrow. That state is one of the earliest to vote in the primaries. Attention may fall on what's called the Opportunity Grant. Ryan first mentioned this 2 years ago, a proposal to change how the federal government combats poverty. Andy Euler explains.
Speaker Ryan's idea is to consolidate federal anti-poverty programs like food stamps into a single block grant program. The feds would write a check to a state, and that state would be responsible for everything else. Tim Smeeting teaches economics at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Just telling the states, here, do what you want. Take this bundle of programs. They're off the federal budget then. We don't have to worry about it. And then some states will use it creatively and positively, and others won't.
Much of Ryan's plan talks about helping low-income families find work. Jane Waldfogel is a professor of social work at Columbia University. She says employment is a key to getting out of poverty, but
I frankly don't understand why bundling all the programs into one large block grant is going to address the issue of work incentives.
We do need to rethink how we look at poverty.
Robert Doerr is a fellow in poverty studies at the American Enterprise Institute, one of the forum sponsors.
The programs that we use to serve Americans who are struggling are not well coordinated, and they're not all that effective right now.
Doerr says he doesn't know if Ryan's plan is the answer, but he's happy they're having the discussion. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.